Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Ches and Avilin Tzur Daf. It's on Tes Vavam Beis on the top. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Usar Shal Chumah Shal Kila Akerem Shenafal Asaych Isa. We have two different sourdoughs falling into a dough, causing it to rise. It's Machmetzit. One of them is Chumah, the other one is Kelayim. Leibazekedei Lachametz, Leibazekedei Lachametz. Neither of them is strong enough to be Machmetz the dough on its own. They have to work together. Then it's Starfer Vachemtzu, and that's what happened. They joined together and they caused the dough to become Machmetz. It rose because of it. Asr l'zarim mutter l'kaihanim. This dough is asr for zarim and it's mutter for kaihanim. Why is that? Well, this is going according to Shi'is Chachamim that we are mitzar of shemus of yisurim, and even though these are two different yisurim, they could still combine, and therefore with the isr of truma and kalayim combining, asring it for zarim for non-kaihanim. However, since kaihanim are allowed to have truma, there's only one isr over here, which is the kalayim, and the kalayim wasn't machmetz the dough on its own, so the dough is permitted for kaihanim. Now, Reb Shimon mutter l'zarim ula kaihanim. Reb Shimon allows his dough for both zarim and kaihanim because he holds that we do not combine two shemais. This is two different yisurim and they don't combine together. Another similar case, talmon shel truma shel kila akerim. We have flavoring. Some of those truma, some of those kila akerim. Shnuflos achedera, they fell into a pot, into a dish. Lebe ilukedei latabel, lebe ilukedei latabel. Neither of them were strong enough to flavor the dish on their own. Vinit starfu, but they joined together with tivilu and they caused flavoring in the dish together. Also zarim mutal kaihanim. It's also for non kaihanim and mutal for kaihanim, just like we explained previously. Whereas Reb Shimon matal zarim mutal kaihanim. Reb Shimon allows this for both zarim and kaihanim. The Gemara continues with this. So arshel truma shel shviyas. Let's say we have Sa'ar of Truma and of Shemitah, Shenafel Osecha Isa, they both fell into a dough, Loi Bezekedei Lachametz, Loi Bezekedei Lachametz, neither of them is strong enough to be Machmetzit on their own, Vinit Starfu, and they join together with Chemitzu, and they cause it to rise, Asa Lazarim Mutal Kaihanim, it's also for non-Kaihanim, and permitted for Kaihanim, or Reb Shimon Matal Lazarim Mutal Kaihanim, Reb Shimon allows for Zarim and Kaihanim. Now we have a factor that was not mentioned in the Mishnah, Bezekedei Lachametz, Ubezekedei Lachametz, let's say both of these Sa'ars that had fallen in were strong enough on their own to be able to be Machmetz the dough, Vinit Starfu with Chemitzu, and they joined together and they were machmetzit, also zarm ula kaihanim, it's also to both zarm and kaihanim. Because since the Shemitah sourdough was strong enough to do everything on its own, that's what we're chashish for, and therefore no one's allowed to eat this dough. However, Blazreb Shimon matur likkaihanim, that's the proper girsa, Blazreb Shimon allows kaihanim to have this dough. So I would clarify that Rabbo Amar, Rabbi Yechon Abai, Rabbo said that Rabbi Yechon asked the following question, ma bein truma itzal zarim, ma bein shvias itzal kaihanim. What's the difference with truma in regards to non kaihanim and shvias in regards to kaihanim? Truma itzal zarim asura. Shvias etzal kaihanim uteres. Truma in regards to non kaihanim is asur, but shvias in regards to kaihanim is mutter. No, they have the same level of isur. Just like non kaihanim aren't allowed to eat truma, so kaihanim aren't allowed to eat shvias. It's important to note that we're talking about the isur of sfichim, which we discuss extensively when we learn maseches shvias. Either which way, this is shvias, which is asur, and this asur to zarim and kaihanim. So why is it that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is saying that kaihanim are allowed to eat this dough that has a combination of sa'ar and truma and shvias? Shvias is also asur for kaihanim. Rabbi Yechon went back and said, Tiftar, we could explain it as follows, Shenafal Sa'ar Shel Truma Tchila, that first the Sa'ar of Truma fell in, and that was really the factor that caused this dough to rise. As we had said, we're discussing a case of Yesh Bazekedei L'chametz V'Yesh Bazekedei L'chametz, so each one was strong enough to do it on its own, and since the Truma fell in first, that was the cause of the dough rising, and therefore there's no problem for Kaihanim, and Loi Bas Shvias El Lifgaim, the Shvias sourdough that fell in, that only caused the Pigam, and that's not going to make a problem for the Kaihanim. Why is that? Because Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Mishitas Aviv, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon goes in the shita of his father, meaning Reb Elazar holds like Reb Shimon. Ma b'shita saviv, what does this mean that he goes like his father? So Kamal Reb Shimon Amar, just like Reb Shimon said, and we've learned this shita before, that nois neitam levgam mutter, if something imparted its flavor to a dish, but it was a negative flavor, it was pegam, that's mutter, it's not going to ask for the dish, can Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Amar, so it's Reb Elazar Reb Shimon says, nois neitam levgam mutter, then if someone gives a pogum tam, it's mutter, and over here, what's the shvi is doing? It's giving a pogum taste, because the dough had already risen with the truma, and that's why Kaihanim are allowed to eat this dough. Now Omar Vav Amar, if Vav Amar says, what does it mean he goes in the shita of his father? We could explain that this kula of Reb Elazar applies even where they fell in simultaneously. It doesn't have to be like Reb Yechon just explained, that first the truma fell in and then the shvias did, and the shvias is nice and tam levgam. It could be that they fell in together and still Reb Elazar would be mekel. How does that work? Well, Kamad Reb Shimon Amar, just like Reb Shimon says, call svichin mutarin, that svichin are actually mutter. Can Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Amar call svichin mutarin? So it's Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, meaning the son, he holds that svichin are mutter as well, and therefore even if this dough had risen because of a combination of truma and shvias, since we had said the potential isser of this shvias sa'ar is svichin, and it turns out now the Reb Elazar holds like his father Reb Shimon that svichin are mutter, so therefore the dough is mutter for kaihanim. However, the Gemara asks on this, klom am Reb Shimon el besvichin yarek, dilma besvichin zrayim. Didn't Reb Shimon only say his shita in regards to svichim of yarek, which means greens or vegetables? Did he really say it in regards to svichim of zrayim? And sa'ar is made out of zrayim; it's made out of seed, which is basically wheat or barley or one of the other types of grain. And who says Reb Shimon matters svichim of zrayim? And the answer answer is v'kamas, we establish, meaning this is the final shita, he's sviche yarek, he's sviche zrayim, the svichim of yarek or svichim of zrayim are all the same thing, and Reb Shimon matters in all cases. But now we have a different understanding. Rabbanon de Kesar and Amrin, the Rabbanon of Kesaria say that achas b'shitas aviv, but v'achas b'shitas chachamim. Reb Elazar holds like his father in one, but he holds like the chachamim in a different thing, and memelo the din is going to be different. B'shitas aviv mishum nois neitam of gam mutter. He holds like his father that nois neitam of gam is mutter. However, b'shitas chachamim mishum shemus mitzarfin. He holds like the chachamim that different names of Isra, different types, are going to be mitzarif. In other words, Rabbanon de Kesar are addressing what Rav Amar just said. He explained that this brayso could be going according to Reb Elazar, even in the situation where the truma and the shviya sourdoughs fell in at the same time, babasachas. And on that, the Rabbanon de Kesar are saying that Reb Elazar permits this for a totally different reason. He holds like his father in one, but he holds like the chachamim in the other. So let's look at these two sa'ars as each broken up into two halves. We have the sa'ar of truma that has part one and part two, and the sa'ar of shviyas also that has part one and part two. Now, parts two of the truma and shviyas sa'ars that had fallen in, they caused tamlif gam because it had already risen due to parts one, and therefore parts two are causing tamlif gam, and that would be a reason to permit this dough completely, because Nisan Tamlev Gam is mutter. However, we also have to look at parts one of the Truma and the Shviya Sa'ars, and since those together caused it to rise, that's a Tamle Shvach, and Reb Elazar holds like the Chachamim, the Shemus Mitzdarfin, that different types of Isra together do combine to Aser, that would now tell us that this dough is Aser for non-Kehanim, but it would still be mutter for Kehanim, because again, Truma is mutter for Kehanim. And that's how Rabbanim de Kesarin look at this Braisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.